everybody. This is Lisa.
And this is Joe.
And welcome to your Cheap Date Show for May 24th, 2008. On this week's show...
It's a trip to Harbor Country. So there you have it.
Harbor Country, huh?
Harbor Country.
Like harboring criminals?
Like I'm harboring resentment towards... Well, I harbor no resentment. My resentment is very clear to all to all who surround me. Welcome to the Cheap Date Show. First of all, we'd like to welcome the new listeners who would have heard our, or they would have read the article in the Daily Herald last weekend.
All four of you.
Yay, welcome. Welcome aboard. And we understand from our friend Liz that... We caused a commotion at TNT Snack Shop because we featured it in the... We didn't feature it. It was mentioned in the article. And supposedly yes. It had... Sorry for bumping the microphone, folks.
As the original Cheap Date.
That's right. That was. That was the very first Cheap Date we ever did. So welcome to the show. And also, happy Memorial Day weekend. We're in the midst of a holiday weekend.
Thank goodness.
Well, some of us are. I've got work to do.
Well, as do we all, but we don't have to go to the office Monday, so
that's true. There's that. Oh, looking forward to that. That'd be awesome. Okay, so let's go back and talk about Harbor Country, or let's talk about what's fueling this episode, shall we?
This episode is fueled by, I was hoping we could get some sort of artful slurping, although slurping probably isn't artful.
Disgusting.
I always do that, but I don't think it's very artful. Tabor Hill Cherry Wine. This was described to us at a tasting as cherry pie in a bottle, described by a tasting host who I'm pretty sure was on commission. But he did not lead us astray, especially where the cherry wine was concerned.
Mm-hmm.
They do use pie cherries, which gives it a lot of tartness. It's not as sweet as you would think. In fact, it's less sweet than some of their other just kind of casual
sweeter wines. Right.
Yeah.
This is very, it's not like Boone's Farm. It's not sweet like that.
Boone's, what is that? Like a wine cooler.
Oh, how young you are. Boone's Farm was the wine of choice for people in the 70s and early 80s.
It's not as Kool-Aid.
Yago Sangrio is another one.
It's not as Kool-Aid sweet as like a wine cooler. Is
exactly.
It like that? Or like a...
No, it's not a wine cooler. It's just sweet. It's a very sweet... Boone's Farm is a very sweet wine. You've had... Okay. Have you had Mogan David?
No.
Okay.
I've had Behringer White Zin, though.
Sweeter than that.
Sweeter... I can't even imagine.
You know what? We'll entertain. We'll get some entertainment at some point. We'll do that. Anyway,
this is not that we're discussing the things. This is not like... It is not like that. It is like... cherry pie filling.
So what we have here is this cherry wine from Tabor Hill Winery. We'll talk about that in a second. And we have a chocolate torte from Urban Harvest, one of our favorite spots here in the downtown Arlington Heights region.
How is a torte different from a cake exactly?
I don't know.
It looks to me a lot like cake.
It looks exactly like a cake. I think it's just denser. So what we need to do, you take this.
Oh.
What we need to do is we have this... Oh, you're not doing what I... Go ahead, you can do it.
Oh, no.
Here's what I was going to suggest you do. I was going to suggest what I did was I took this torte, which is chocolate upon chocolate upon chocolate. Multiple layers of cake.
Joe's probing the different chocolate areas with his fork.
And what I was going to suggest Lisa did, I loaded up, while she was talking just now, I loaded up a fork with cake for her, or the torte, and I was going to suggest she dip it in the wine before she drink it,
cake
before she eat it.
In my wine.
Oops. Yeah, there's worse things that can
First,
happen.
First, let me try just a sip of wine and a bite of cake. Since
okay.
That's the civilized way to do it.
She's taking a drink. And?
Although I was thinking it would be good to drizzle a little wine over the cake.
You could do that. We could do that too. Yes. Mm-hmm. She's smiling. Does it go
that's
well
an
together?
Excellent combo.
So let's back up a little bit. Harbor Country. Harbor Country is the area... Which is
you keep talking. I'm gonna.
It's on the southwest corner of the state of Michigan, right where Michigan meets Indiana. It's just at the very southern tip of Lake Michigan. So, for those of us here in Chicago, it makes it real easy.
It's
she's doing the dipping thing now. And how's that working out for you?
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
When you really get the two mixed.
See? So they call it Harbor Country because a lot of people have boats and whatnot up there. There's lots of bed and breakfast. Lisa and I decided to spend the weekend up there last week, and we stayed at a bed and breakfast right in Union Pier, Michigan. There are several towns right along the lake as you whip along. You come through Michigan Cindy. Michigan Cindy's one of our listeners.
Who's Michigan Cindy?
Michigan City, Indiana. You head up Route 12. You go through all these little towns that are up and down the road. And they all have various restaurants and antique stores and, gosh, all sorts of fun stuff. Bed and breakfasts.
That's kind of it, really, restaurants and antique stores.
Okay, so.
Well, that's all we did anyway.
We did find a go-kart track, too. That'd be fun.
Well, it wasn't warm enough for water sports.
Right.
It was warm enough to hang out on the beach for a little bit, but who wants to hang out on the beach when it's cold? I don't know. Some people might be into it. I'm really not.
That's true. But we did stay at a place that was right on Lake Michigan. So the view from our room was of the western shore of Lake Michigan. Or the eastern shore of Lake Michigan. I'm sorry.
No, western. Okay.
We were looking west because we got to see the sunset, such as it was.
It got cloudy every day right at sunset. Right.
So anyway, there's all sorts of places up there. And most of the people who hang out up there are Chicago people, as you might expect.
Yeah, we heard a lot of people from Chicago. It seemed like every time we were eavesdropping on another party, they were talking about their condo in Lincoln Park.
Right. So let's talk about the places that we visited up there. We started with the Tabor Hill Winery. Let's talk about that. Tabor Hill is a winery which is actually located in Buchanan, Michigan, which is a little bit further out. But we were at what they call the Champagne Cellar, which is actually not a which is actually not a cellar. It's up on a hill.
And there was no champagne.
Oh, sure. There was Spumante. So what it is you walk into this building and there's a very friendly guy who's pouring glasses for you. Hey, how are you?
Yeah, he starts off pretty cool. And then after your fourth or fifth taste, he just starts filling your glass up.
And when you walk
free,
out of there,
of course, it's not California.
And then when you walk out of there, you got a case of wine under your arm because, because you're there, because he talked you into all of it.
Because he just gave you a bunch of wine. How can you not?
Do a quick overview. In addition to the cherry wine that we bought,
are we reviewing a restaurant this episode too?
We're talking about everything we did up there. It is a jam-packed episode. But let's run through this. Let's just run through this quickly. The grapes are grown in Michigan. Actually, if you zip up and down the streets up there, they're actually vineyards that you go right by. So very quickly, why don't you just run through what the wines were?
Like micro machine style.
Well, there you go.
Okay, we started out with the Lake Michigan Shore Dry Riesling. It was super crisp, but awfully dry. Drier than we wanted a Riesling.
It's not right. Usually Rieslings are very sweet. That was not very sweet.
We moved on to the Lake Michigan Shore Riesling, which was sweeter and very nice. And then those are both white wines, and Riesling is known for being on the sweeter side. We then moved to their signature wine, which is the classic demi-sec. Now, I have never heard of demi-sec before, but all of the wineries up there produce a demi-sec.
Right.
Which is a sweet, and by sweet, I do mean sugary in this case. It's awfully sweet. It's like a punch.
It is.
You compared the red to sangria, and it is almost like sangria right out of a bottle. It's not... Yeah. Now,
clarify. There's a demi-sec red and a demi-sec white.
Well, the red white is called demi-red.
Right, but their demi-sec white is considered their signature wine.
Right. Now, I want to clarify, really all the wines there were on the sweeter side. I don't mean it's sangria in a bottle, like when you actually do buy sangria in a bottle and it's mixed with fruit juice and sugar. There's no added sugar or fruit juice. It just comes out that sweet. Then we moved over to the reds. We tried the Red Heritage and the Red Arrow Red. And...
So named for the main highway that runs through the area. It's called the Red Arrow
and
Highway.
And I think we tried the Merlot and the Cab, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those were all good. We ended up buying some of the Red Heritage because, quite frankly, all of the others were really expensive for what they were. They were all good, but I don't think the Well, they were not as distinctive or unique as some of the other wines.
Right.
Then, finally we asked if they had something that would be somewhere between the dry Riesling and the Demi-Sec, because the dry Riesling was too dry and the Demi-Sec was too sweet. We're thinking about a summer event we're having where we're going to need something really light and sweetly refreshing, but not overwhelmingly sugary. And our host led us to the Lake Michigan Shore Cabernet Franc Rosé,
mm-hmm.
which was perfect. Lots of fruit flavors and just the right amount of, for us, just the right amount of sweetness.
A delightful summer wine.
We did try the Spumante. I don't see that on here.
I think it's on the back.
See it on the back. Okay, well, anyway, we tried the Spumante, and then we tried the Spumante mixed with a little sparkling peach.
Yeah.
Which was an excellent little cocktail.
Wonderful.
Again, awfully sweet. I wish we could have tried the ice wine, because I've heard that's just fabulous. But
I think that was not available for tasting.
At $78 a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
They can't afford to give it away. And finally, we tried the Michigan Cherry, which is just super fabulous. And who am I? Super fabulous. And really very Michigan.
It is. You were born in Michigan, were you not?
And do I...
You're just as sweet as a...
Also have a distinctive sweetness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I call it. call being a smart...
Well, so, everybody knows what you call it. Yeah. So, there were several other whites that we didn't try because we're not real connoisseurs of white.
We're not big on the whites. We're more on the reds.
And
we're more red
plus,
people.
By this point, I mean, this was all at 11 o'clock in the morning. You got to remember.
But not bad.
So
at all.
As much as we would have liked to go around the world, we would have walked out of there with 8 cases.
Right. The neat thing about that whole area is that there are several wineries. They actually give you a little pamphlet if you want to do the Lake Michigan wine tour.
Mm-hmm.
Tabor Hill is only one of them. There are several other ones. St. Julian's is another one. There are several other wineries that are up there. And
if we go back, I would be interested to do a tour and learn a little about the grapes. And the region, because it definitely seems to influence the kind of wines that come out of there.
Right.
And I'd be interested to learn a little more about that.
Things do seem to be very sweet. At one of the restaurants that we went to, you had one of the local wines, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
You had someone else's Demi Red.
A Demi-Sec, actually, from most of the restaurants we went to would have, the grocery stores there were fabulous.
Yeah.
They had
Good
all
point.
Of the local wine. There were a couple different ones we found. They had all of the local wines at really good prices compared to what we paid at the winery, which was worth it because we got to taste. But the restaurants we went to would only have one or two local wines on their list.
Right.
Which is understandable, I guess. Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know anything about procuring wine for a restaurant. But so, yes, I did try the Demi-Sec from another winery, and it was very similar to the Demi-Sec from Tabor Hill.
So, with that said, let's jump into the food.
The food.
When we arrived, we drove up on a Friday, and we arrived on a Friday evening, and whenever you go to this area, one of the first places they tell you to go, anyone up there will tell you to go, is a place called Redimax. Redimax is a place that's been family owned. It's been open since 1975. It's right on Red Arrow Highway. And it is, what would you call it? It's a classic, it's a roadhouse kind of place. Would you call
it? Yeah, it's like burgers and fries and chili fries and cheese fries and chili cheese fries.
Yep.
And burgers and cheeseburgers and mushroom burgers and bacon burgers.
Mm-hmm. So all of that stuff on the menu, I had a double hamburger, and you had
a cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger. And the interesting thing is that you get to pick what's on there, but what they have are, it says burgers can be dressed with ketchup, mustard, raw onion, and cross-cut dill pickles. That's what they call everything. Please note, we do not offer lettuce or tomato.
You're looking at me like that must be some kind of...
I have no idea.
Michigan tradition that I should know.
And that's where you had the... well, what we started with, you had a beer with yours, and I had... Did I have a beer? I had an iced tea, I think, because I was driving. I don't know. Who knows? But that's not what was memorable, but the burgers were great.
Your iced tea is not the point.
The restaurant was really nice. The service was wonderful. We had, as an entree... Not an entree, as an appetizer, that's what the word I'm looking for. We had the sloppy waffle fries.
Oh.
Now let's talk about what the sloppy waffle fries are.
A big old basket of heartburn.
Deep fried Brew City waffle fries smothered with our famous sloppy mac sauce. That's
just chili.
No, sloppy Joe.
Oh, that's true, that's true. It's not spicy.
It's ground beef. Sloppy mac sauce topped with mild cheddar sauce. Ooh, boy. So we had that to start with, and then these burgers come. And the cool thing is that the burgers come, and they're wrapped in paper.
Yeah, it's almost like you go in and sit down, and you have a waitress, but it's almost what you would call fast food.
Mm-hmm. And they don't take credit cards there. You have to have cash. There's an ATM conveniently located just outside the dining room if you need to get cash. But it's great, and it's a great place for kids to go, great place if you're there with your sweetie. What did they have? Oh, they had America's Funniest Home Videos on TV. Well, my gosh, it was just complete.
Good old family fun.
No, but it was actually very, very, very good. So when you head up there, make sure you hit Redimax. You'll find them at 616 East Buffalo Street in New Buffalo.
There's only one street, and they're on it.
And they're on it. And then if you head a little bit further up the road, you'll find the place that we had lunch the following day.
Uh-huh.
Which is the Red Arrow Roadhouse. And the Red Arrow Roadhouse, which is a little bit further up, it's 15710 Red Arrow Highway in Union Pier, which is the next town north.
Now, I can't remember right offhand how Red Arrow Roadhouse is. It seemed like they had a more entree-focused menu.
Centric, yeah.
You had a burger again, didn't you?
I did have a burger.
And it was a good burger. I had a bite of it.
And you had the Parmesan-encrusted shrimp quesadilla.
Yeah, that was really good. With a pineapple salsa.
Yeah.
Oh. It was great.
Mm-hmm. And they're not to outdo the sloppy waffle fries. We had the house-made blue cheese potato chips, which are seasoned homemade potato chips with Maytag blue cheese, sour cream, and scallions. Some people call them green onions, but they're really scallions. This stuff.
Yeah, those blue cheese chips were great. There's a place locally that makes a blue cheese chip platter.
Right, Peggy Canane's right over here in Arlington Heights. Uh-huh. They make them.
That is fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Big, thick cut chips. Like they're almost a fry, but more like a chip.
You're making me hungry to go right now.
With crumbled blue cheese and green onions. I call them green onions. You want to make something of it?
No, not at this point. You're halfway through your cherry wine. I'm not gonna mess with you now, pal. That's right. So it wasn't all fast food and burgers and whatnot. Not that these places are fast food, but it wasn't all Roadhouse food and fries. And Saturday night, we went to Brewster's Italian Cafe.
Oh, yeah.
There was a monsoon taking place just inches from the western shores of the eastern shores of Lake Michigan.
We sat on the beach and watched the rain roll in.
We did. We sat there, we were waiting for the sunset. The sun is, you know, climbing. We're sitting on the beach and we're watching the sun as it goes down to the west. Then all of a sudden we see these dark clouds like come in from the southwest corner of the lake coming at us. And we're like, hey. Pretty soon it was pretty crowded or cloudy. And then we hopped in the car and went out and we grabbed some dinner, but it was very rainy when we got there. But let's talk for a second about Brewster's Italian Cafe.
Okay. What to say about Brewster's?
It's a standard Italian fare. They had your tortellini, they had some fish items,
they had kind of a nice little menu, actually. They went from salads and appetizers to single serving pizzas or individual size pizzas, like an 8-inch pizza, to pasta dishes.
Mm-hmm.
I actually didn't get it. They didn't have steaks or anything like that.
No.
As well, sometimes Italian places do and sometimes not. we ended up doing
the dinner for two.
Right. So I didn't actually get a really good look at the entrees.
Yeah, we looked at the, menu we were waiting.
But yeah, we had a great pizza with
garlic and sun-dried tomato.
We must have smelled fabulous.
On a do we use a marinara sauce?
Uh huh.
Okay. Thin pizza.
That nice creamy mild. I don't think I could have eaten a whole lot of cheese right then,
mm-hmm.
or I guess a whole lot of rich food because I did end up having a lot of cheese. But yeah, like a nice mild fresh mozzarella.
Right.
So it wasn't super heavy. We got a salad, and then we shared the cheese tortellini appetizer, which was not in a marinara sauce, but was tossed with olive oil and chopped garlic, I think.
Yes. Oh.
And it was really nice, really light.
Was that an appetizer or that was an entree?
No, that was an entree, yeah.
You said appetizer.
Oh, I meant entree.
Right.
And with the dinner for two, we split the pizza, split the...
Tortellini,
and it was the perfect amount of food.
Followed up with coffee and homemade...
cookies.
Right.
Oatmeal raisin cookies.
Oatmeal raisin cookies. Ah. So good. And actually, from that standpoint, it was very reasonably priced.
Oatmeal raisin cookie was the perfect dessert.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what? We have to brag about this a little bit because the entrees there ranged from $17 to probably like $26 when you got up into the fish or steak or something. Well,
right.
Not steak, but you know, something nicer, something fancier. The dinner for two was like $32.
Right.
We did not take any food home. And I don't think we...
We really couldn't.
I don't think we wasted any food.
Yeah.
I think we polished off everything. But it was perfect. That little bit of pizza, so we didn't get any appetizers. Did we have bread to begin with?
Probably. Yeah, we did.
Probably.
We had bread. And those Italian breadsticks that come in the wax paper...
Oh, yeah. I didn't have any of that because I just wasn't that hungry.
Oh.
But the pizza was a nice little appetizer, and the half an order of cheese tortellini was more than enough food.
Right.
And a cookie to polish it off. I also had a glass of the demi sec. So
yes, you did.
It's not like we ate light, but but that was a super deal.
It was. It was a delicious deal.
And a delicious deal.
So that was Brewster's.
In the true spirit of cheap date.
That's true. Brewster's Italian Cafe is located at 11 West Merchant Street, which is right in the thick of downtown New Buffalo. And then to top it all off. Sort of in the middle of all this, I guess it's not really top it off, but we're going to top it off as we talk about this stuff. We stopped at a place that didn't seem like it was open. Actually, it hasn't been open very long, according to the research that I did, and that was Ozzy's Eatery, which is right across the street from Redimax.
Oh, yeah. It hasn't been open long, huh?
It has not.
Okay.
Two words, frozen custard.
Two words, free sample. We didn't even have to ask.
They handed us. Well, it was a strawberry, right?
Strawberry.
Mm-hmm. We went in there for...
Wow, it was like homemade strawberry ice cream.
It was.
I mean, it wasn't chunky like that, but it had a real strawberry
flavor. It's very thick. It had egg in it because it was frozen custard.
Well, yeah.
And then I just had a cone of vanilla frozen custard. How much more simple or elegant could you be?
Well, chocolate.
That's true.
For anyone who hasn't had frozen custard, per se, you have to try it. If you like ice cream, you have to go try it. Next time you see, even like, I mean, Ozzy's was not a fancy place.
It was an ice cream parlor,
they had
hot dogs, gyros, all that stuff.
Yeah, they had a drive-thru. Next time you see a sign for frozen custard, pull over and get some. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Pretty much it from a food standpoint. Yum. So check the links that are in our show notes for this episode. You'll find the links to most of the places that we visited have either websites or reviews or something like that. So you'll be able to go and check all that stuff out. We think you'll enjoy it.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
I think you know the words, so help us out.
All right, and I think we have hit the 3-0 mark for this week.
Alrighty.
So, if people want to get a hold of us, what would they do?
They should probably email us.
Yeah.
What's our email address?
CheapDateShow@gmail.com.
I don't know when I'll ever remember that. I still want to say the old one. CheapDateShow@gmail.com. We also have a voicemail line.
206-203-DATE.
3283-DATE.
So leave us a voicemail as well. And I think that's about it. Thanks again for listening. Everyone have a very safe and happy Memorial Day weekend if you're here in the United States. And again, thanks for listening. We appreciate every single one of those listeners that download our thing. And we have a fork that's being pounded on a plate in front of us. So I think that's it for now.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
This podcast is a production of Cheap Date Media at CheapDateMedia.com.